Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 7th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're continuing our process of figuring out how to design a place that's safe for us to plan the future we want. Which means a future in which we can be our authentic selves, our true selves. We live in a world, and we're going to be looking at this issue because it is a key one, if not the one. We're going to be looking at this issue of the deep, deep dishonesty of the system and how dispiriting, and at least until we get together and discuss it, it has been a successful way to dismantle movements in the past. And so it's critical that we begin to address the real issues that confront us as we try to get free as human beings. Sisters and brothers, the vampire metaphor fits hidden power, because these behind-scenes power-mad statesmen can only persist in darkness. Openness about our aims, drawing as much attention to what is, after all, our only possible future, unless we accept totalitarianism as the legacy we leave our children and the earth to struggle with. And the only way to get the world we want, freedom, is through openness. It's the opposite tactic of power. They are bullies. They pick off people one by one, but two who work together, and if soulmates, all the better, moves life forward. Compassion may come too late, but love arrives right on time. A room, a space, a rendezvous. Freedom can start with two. Willing to plan to seize it, to say, I am done with ducking and dodging, with just a little means and a lot of love. We can have the future we want. As you know, each day I must walk a gauntlet, not to be too overly dramatic about it, and then try to heal from it. Each day more times than the day before, I think they're worried about that notion of two. So I am more motivated than most. I want to realize this dream, and I've come, thanks to these play pretend 007 / minions of power, to appreciate more than most the gift of a new day, hearing the pleas of the earth and having one more chance to reply. Have you ever wanted more than anything to soothe another person in every possible way? To soothe with moon or wind ruffled water. That's the earth calling. Take that feeling and lay it across the world. To listen, to love, to long, on just such wings our freedom comes.